I'm delighted to welcome back Kit Stapley, who is co-founder of Queen Camel Clinic at Queen Camel, would you believe, who is a laughter and holistic health guru, basically. Kit, there's not a lot that you don't do, so welcome again to the podcast.
Thanks, Elaine.
So what have you been doing since we last spoke? The Queen Camel Clinic, tell us about that.
The Queen Camel Clinic actually came about because, as you know, I've battled cancer myself for 30 years, actually, with the lymphoma, the first one I had, and breast cancer three times. Some people are just prone to getting cancers. And the slightest emotional, no, not the slightest, major emotional upsets kind of tend to manifest with me as cancer. So the third breast cancer diagnosis, which was about 15 months ago, they said, look, what we have to do now, it's recurrent disease, you know, it's the same thing as you got rid of before, which actually I don't think is true. But anyway, mastectomy and reconstruction, tummy tuck, you know, and I've always envied you yours. So I was sort of going for it. And then in order to get a working cannula in my hand for the MRI in February, it took three professionals 2.5 to 3 hours, depending on whether you count the waiting time for the one they said, she's the genius, she'll get it in. And she did, she got it in first time, but the radiologist had a go, three goes, her nurse had three goes, and they kept throwing away all this plastic. And I was plunging my hands in hot water up to the elbow. And they finally got this working cannula in. I just thought, that's weird. You know, there've been tricky times in the past, but that's weird. Anyway, when I went back in May for the MRI to chart the blood vessels in my stomach, it was two nurses in the same room nonstop for 2 hours before we got a working cannula in my hand. And I just thought, you know what? 8 hours of surgery, and I'm not going to be conscious to jolly them all along and keep them interested. And, you know, and I just figured, mm-hmm. you know, they're going to go, you know what, she's too much trouble, let her go. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I luckily, when I got diagnosed with that lot of cancer, you know, I'm a very old hand at this thing. And literally, I was in Yeovil when I got the call from my oncologist, my surgeon, who's never managed to perform any surgery on me. I keep ducking out. And so they can't pass you on unless they do the surgery. So anyway, he rang me and we had the conversation. Oh, bugger. And as I was driving home, I just went, what is it you want me to learn this time? Mm. No resistance. I'm ready. Bring it on. I'm ready to learn. What's this about, kind of thing? So I started with that attitude of being very open-minded about what could happen. And then I remembered that an ex-client of mine had called me and said, what do you know about CellSonic and this article in What Doctors Don't Tell You magazine? So I had a lot on at that point. So I just, I think I sent out an email to you, what do you know about
yes,
it?
That's right.
I sent out an email to Rosie, to everybody I knew, you know, and I know quite a lot of people and nobody came back. No. So I'm assuming nobody had ever heard of it. So I found out that the man who invented it and is the, you know, the president of the company is Professor Andrew Haig. So I put Bing in touch with Professor Haig and thought no more about it until I was exploring my options. And I went, oh, I wonder how Bing got on with that thing. So I sent him an email, and he literally, the minute he got it, he called me right back. It was like, bing, bing. And he said, it's amazing. I've never felt better in my life. I feel fantastic. I'm cured. The cancer's gone. I'm getting up at 5. I'm swimming 20 lengths. It is the most amazing thing that's ever happened to me. And I'm going to try and start being a distributor for it. I mean, I'm just a complete convert. So I called Andrew and we had a long conversation and he said, yeah, no problem. Take care of it. No problem at all. Go and see Angelina, who was in London, in Finchley. And this was all during, you know, a lockdown where. So we Simon drove me to Finchley and I had the treatment. And it doesn't happen to everybody. I've had clients who go, no, I feel really energized and stimulated. But for me, the minute I got back in the car after the treatment, I literally could hardly open my eyes the whole way home. I kept, you know, like Tom and Jerry, opening one bleary eyelid and going, I'm so sorry, I'm such bad company. Relapsing back. But, you know, Angelina had said, that's healthy, that's healing. If you know, that's your body just working on the stimulus it's got. So with the second cannula problem, getting that into my hand, I just said to my GP, okay. He said, are you planning to have the surgery? And I said, well, it's plan B. And he said, what's plan A, kid? And I said, well, I'm not going to tell you because you're going to think I'm bonkers. And also, you will never have heard of it. So what's the point? And he said, well, just try me. So I said, all right, it's called CellSonic. He said, hold on a second. Is this to do with electricity healing the tumor? And I said, yeah. It is. Have you heard of it? And he said, well, Cancer Research UK are doing tests on below the waist cancers. He said, you've already had a treatment. So I could have probably got you on a trial for above the waist if you hadn't. So I said, oh, well, that's interesting. And then I said to Andrew Haig, you didn't tell me you were doing, you know, he said, that's not my machine. That's some other machine and it won't be as good. It won't get my results. Okay. So I figured that I couldn't justify, and he agreed with me with, you know, this, my body's so resistant to pharmaceuticals and surgicals because it had so much in the 90s. That I just couldn't justify going through 8 hours of surgery that I wasn't sure I was going to make it through. And I got a lot to do in life. So I went, yeah, no, I'm just sticking. So plan A is have the CellSonic, arrest the proliferation, because it's the proliferation that kills you, and open a clinic in Queen Camel, because there's nothing in the West Country. So that's what I did. That was plan A, and that's what we did.
So you bought your own machine?
We got our own machine. We also decided that there were quite a lot of things that we could offer. It's a holistic clinic, so we look at every client as a whole individual picture. And, you know, with holistic treatments, people don't respond as predictably as they do with pharmaceutical or surgical things. Things don't go according to plan 100% of the time, as we well know, at those things. But with holistics, what we give to the body enables it to do its own healing. We rely on the body's innate ability to heal itself. So people respond very differently. We have a treatment that we call, I'll show you the postcard because I love it. We call that the anti-aging mini break.
Right, okay, nice picture.
And yes, thank you. I took that myself some years ago. And so what we do, we have an infrared sauna, you know, body machine. So your head is out. And we have the hydrogen inhalation. Have you come across hydrogen inhalation?
Yes, yes, very good. Yeah.
It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. And then we combine that with noise-cancelling earphones, with the sound of the sea, because that's so soothing to the nervous system. It, you know, it goes back to our most ancient roots when we crawled out of the sea. So the nervous system just goes with that sort of in and out and slosh and bubble kind of thing. And we also give them, a blindfold, eye mask, so that it actually gives, it only takes 30 minutes. And with the infrared sauna and the hydrogen, those are the sort of powerful things, but actually it gives your nervous system a complete break. You and your senses are now, you know, you're basking in that lovely radiant heat, but you can't see, and all you can hear is the sea. So we've had some amazing results of that. One lady who's in the village, she won a raffle for the Jubilee weekend, and she came along. She's really handicapped by arthritis, and lovely, cheery, sweet person. And she got in, and half an hour later, we sort of unpacked her. Mm-hmm. And she said, wow, that was amazing. When I got in, everything hurt me more. And I thought, I'm not going to be able to handle this. And then she said, I could feel the heat drawing the pain out of my body. And look, I mean, my hands, my knuckles were red and swollen and sore 30 minutes ago. And look at them now. And you know, it's a treatment. It's not a cure. But the effects lasted for over 10 days until we were, you know, into that terrible heat wave. And then her hands swelled again.
It's wonderful. And that's separate to the Cellsonic machine. So this is a package in itself.
Well, yes, that's another sort of rejuvenating package that just gives you a shift. And actually I had this thing on my bikini line, which had been there for years, and sort of then it started getting bigger and bigger. And I thought, I'm going to take that to the doctor just in case. And he looked at it, he said, no, it's just a standard mole. I said, okay. I tried a bit of colloidal silver on a plaster overnight on it, and it didn't seem, it does great things for my other sort of skin things. It didn't seem to work, and carried on getting bigger. So Simon and I take these treatments ourselves. And one Sunday we went down and we were doing the treatment. So I went first and had the mini break. And then he got in and I was sort of sorting things out. And I suddenly looked down and there was blood all over my leg. And I went, God, and, you know, put a plaster on it and got on with it. But it was that was suddenly bleeding. The whole thing kind of then fell off and healed completely. You can hardly see, and I have the kind of skin that stays red for ages. You can hardly see where it was.
Wow.
I have no idea, but I can only think it was that treatment. I'd given myself an hour of the hydrogen gas. So I did half an hour first. Then Simon came and I got into the sauna. And I had another half an hour of hydrogen gas, and hydrogen does sort amazing things out in the body. But we're getting great results. So we have a hydrogen inhalation machine, And lots of people just come for that, people feel better. We've had people, a man in his 90s said, "My God, you know, everything is so much brighter." And it has that effect on me too. I feel like suddenly everything's much more clear and bright. And I've had half a glass of champagne, you know, instead of that, you're frozen again.
Yes. We're back.
Are you there?
Yes, we're back.
Good. So we do that. We have a machine called the Maradine machine, which was created with grants from NASA to the tune of about $40 million. Because when astronauts go into space, they lose bone density very rapidly because there's no gravitational pull. And so this was developed to help with osteoporosis. And it's a, you remember they used to have those vibrating platforms in the, you know, I think in, you know, the noughties, in gyms, you'd yes, sort of stand
yeah,
there. And,
yes, I could never get on with those. It made me feel sick.
Well, and not only that, people have had, because that it's a very intense vibration.
Yes.
People have had detached retinas from those.
Wow.
Yeah. So this one is developed to be gentle. And all you have to do is stand on it for 10 minutes a day. So we developed a whole sort of osteoporosis exercise thing. We have a rebounder. We have a machine which helps you strengthen your inner thighs because, you know, that all of that and balance and all those things as you're growing older can give you a problem. So this is designed to waylay that problem.
Interesting, because when I'm sitting here looking at your nail kit and you are looking years younger than when I last saw you, and it's going to be interesting to look at our old podcasts and see you now, and literally you do look years younger. I'll show you the contrast when I find the old video.
Thank you. Well, I mean, I feel really well, and I feel like I'm, you know, sometimes one looks in the mirror and goes, "Oh, help," you know. I haven't done that lately. I am feeling, I think all of it makes a difference, actually.
Yes.
And
yes.
I think if the cancer's no longer active in your body and just behaving like a normal cell, maybe I should explain how the CellSonic works.
Well, before you do that, complete the circle about the mastectomy. So you didn't go ahead and have the mastectomy. You had the CellSonic treatment and presumably...
And it arrested the cancer. Yeah.
Brilliant. So you had a what we call an NED, no evidence of disease. Did you get that? Did you get that clarity?
Not so much. I see that there's a blood test that they've just developed, which will tell you if there's cancer anywhere in your body out years before anybody else can tell. So I'm due to have an MRI in August, but I think I'm going to ask my surgeon if instead of having that, I can have the, or maybe they'll make me do it as well, but I don't have a mammogram any longer.
Yeah, no, quite rightly so, absolutely.
So I let them do the MRI because it shows up any points of concerns. And it also will show me, this thing will get smaller because what happens with the CellSonic is when it transforms a rogue cell, which is what cancer cells are, into a normal cell, which is actually just a question of adjusting the voltage of the cell. It just sort of goes, oh, okay. And it stops that zombie-ish proliferation. and just behaves like a normal cell. And like normal cells, it doesn't resist its recycling process. It just gets replaced. But, you know, at my age, because I'm 70 now, my body's not replacing cells quite as fast as you know, somebody who's 50 or 20 or whatever.
70 is the new 50, isn't it?
And is it?
You certainly look in your 50s, Kit. No way would anybody think that you were 70. No way, Jose.
Well, thank you. Well, you know, we those of us who trod the cancer path enough to learn that, you know, there's nothing as important as good health.
Absolutely.
Know enough to look after ourselves consistently.
Yeah,
all my friends who, you know, because I was first diagnosed when I was 40 and a few weeks. And all those friends who were just in blooming, flourishing health in their 40s, they're all falling apart around me.
I remember from a previous podcast and conversations, you telling us that everybody who was with you and around you at the time of your first cancer diagnosis in the 90s all died. And here you are.
Well,
and you
thank God it wasn't my you know, child, my son and my stepchildren and my almost adopted daughter. So there are people who still remember all that. But the people, it's true, the people who bought in to the idea of my imminent demise was my London oncologist, my New York oncologist, and my then husband, who believed them all. And they are all dead, and I'm still here.
Wonderful, wonderful example of mind over matter as much as anything as well, because mindset is huge in all of this. So how do you address when you have clients coming to you? You've got all the physical stuff and the relaxing and what, and obviously relaxing is part of the mindset, but do you do any mindset things with them, or do you refer to other practitioners?
It depends. Everybody's such a unique cocktail of circumstances. So yes, I refer to other practitioners. I always have, and I always will. I have a stable of tried and tested practitioners, including you, by the way, who have, you know, helped me in my journey. So I do refer, and I've met this wonderful woman called Helen Shepherd, and Helen is a musician who's, you know, sung, gone on tours in New York and all that stuff. So she's got a background as a musician, but she does healing. So she does healing using your own voice, which is uniquely calibrated to you. And between what we do, which is really very literally raising your vibration, and what she does, which is also all about vibration and your, you know, sound is like how we evolved. That vibration is part of the activation of our cells. So she does amazing things with that. And, you know, I'm a laughter leader, laughter therapist, and a Louise Hay HelioLife teacher, and a Mars Venus relationship coach. And everything about beating not just cancer, but any life circumstances, your vibration dims. And when a doctor says to you, I'm sorry, there's nothing we can do, your vibration practically stops, and your whole energy and the energy of your cells spirals down. But it's just your reality is created out of the thoughts you choose to entertain. And I chose back in 1997, when they said there was nothing more they could do, they'd used up the limit of every cancer drug except two. They'd give me the balance of that. But after that, it was just, you know, just about promising he wouldn't let me suffer. And I just went, yeah, not immediately. I spent a day or so, or four, five, of being absolutely devastated and sort of thinking about how things were going to work when I wasn't there to hold them together. And I thought, no, I'm not going. I refuse to go. I think with what's going on in the family, my son will be in prison by the time he's 18 if I die, and I'm not going. I want a miracle. That thought, which I just focused on miracle, I called everybody I knew who had a prayer habit, and I said, you don't have to go into long, complicated, just do Kit Miracle every time you pray, please. Just bracket my name with miracle. And I started on working on a miracle, and all those people who said, oh, she's been so brave up to now, but now she's gone into denial. And you could see how they would think that. I just tuned them out. No, I'm going to get a miracle. I'm going to get a miracle. And I did. I mean, they discovered this drug, which now they call rituximab, but it was called MabThera then. And I was the first person in this country to have it. It was hand carried by my husband from New York.
Wow. Wow, I didn't know that bit of the story. But yeah, as you say, it's a decision. You know, we choose to live. We choose, you know, and I've, and I'm sure you have as well, you know, literally watch people frighten themselves to death.
Yeah.
Because they're just so petrified that things are going to be so horrible and awful. And of course, that's what they manifest.
Exactly.
And as you know, I think I did the same thing when I had my stage four diagnosis in 2015. I shut everything down, cut everybody off. My job was to get me fixed. I wasn't going to be told what to do. So I did everything for me. I wouldn't say I put myself in isolation, but that's almost kind of what I did.
Yeah.
And nothing went in and on my body without the highest approval, organic, etc. And I just literally concentrated. And in 14 weeks, I'd beaten stage four cancer. And people couldn't believe it. So yeah. Now that's, you know, it's life changing, as you say. Once we've been through, it's like a club, isn't it, that we join, unfortunately. But it's kind of, we all have this understanding that life is never the same after, is it?
No, but you know, I'm sure I've told you the story when I was first diagnosed when I was 40. And about, I was fine during the day. You know, I sort of, I'm British, stiff upper lip. I was in New York. And my mother-in-law used to ring me up and start crying. Oh, I can't bear it that you've got cancer. And I would reassure her, no, don't worry, it's going to be fine, kind of thing. But all that collapsed at night. And for three nights running, I woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning crying my eyes out. And on the third night, I thought, I'm never going to survive this if I don't get a grip. And by that time, it had manifested that I felt really punished. I felt like I'd done something to deserve this. And I just really wanted to know what it was. So I decided at 3 o'clock in the morning to do a Betty Shine. Do you know Betty Shine?
No.
Betty Shine, she's dead now, but she was quite a phenomenon in the 90s. And she was a medical intuitive, clairvoyant, clairaudient. And she had given you this journey to the center of the universe. Any issues you couldn't solve, you set off in a little Buck Rogers spacecraft to the center of the universe, and you asked your question. So I did all that. And my question was, and I just kept repeating it like a mantra, it was, I need to know what I'm being punished for. What am I being punished for? I need to know what I'm being punished for. And it was oddly soothing. So I kind of zoned out, repeating my little mantra. And when I zoned back in again, that mantra had disappeared, which is not uncommon, but it had been replaced by something else that I was repeating over and over again. And it was, this is not a punishment, it's a gift and an opportunity. And at the time, I just thought, well, I couldn't think of anything except that my mother-in-law was a lot nicer to me. You know, that what kind of opportunity could it be? But now looking back, the past 30 years, it has completely changed my life. I used to battle depression. I've gone because I changed my vibration. Because I started the upward spiral. And there are so many ways to do that in your normal daily life. It doesn't take much. It takes a little while to form the habit of catching your thoughts and transforming them. But believe me, I don't have to prove that to you because you know it. What you manifest is what you think about.
Absolutely spot on. And as you rightly say, it's a gift because we look at life now in a different perspective than we did before. So BC to me is not before Christ, it's before cancer. But the way we speak to ourselves, the way we speak to other people now, the healthy respect we have for life and everything, you know, every day is joyful. We live in gratitude and all that lovely stuff.
Because
we have been through a situation or several situations in both of our cases that we wouldn't wish on anybody. But I don't know anybody who's not had cancer and said the same thing, that we're all grateful for the lessons that we learned, for the joy that we now have and the way our lives have panned out. So we're partway through. We've still got lots more mischief and joy to bring to the world. It's been lovely speaking with you, Kit. Is there any last words you'd like to say to the listeners before we sign off?
Well, yes. I mean, I'm doing a retreat with Helen Shepherd in October, the middle of October, the weekend of the 14th, 15th and 16th. And it's a raise your vibration retreat so that, you know, if you do that before you get ill, if your life is stressing you out, it's not going to be being good for your health. And there are so many techniques that we're going to teach you that are going to be part of your neural pathways before you go away, so that you just have a little thing to remember. Okay, I don't like the way I'm feeling. I can change it. Am I going to sing? Am I going to dance? Am I going to do any of the things, laugh, play? You know, it's this thing about play that they say it takes about 400 repetitions to learn something, unless you play, in which case it takes under 10.
Wow, that's a significant difference, isn't it?
And, you know, as human beings, laughter, play and fun are our birthright. They're how we progress.
Brilliant.
And they all raise our vibration. And that, so long as you keep your vibration high, you shouldn't be getting ill.
Yeah, absolutely spot on. Absolutely. Thank you so much, Kit. And tell the listeners, please, where they can get hold of you, how they can get hold of you at the clinic.
Yes, it's Kit at Queen Camel. And that's camel like, you know, one lump or two. Queen Camel Clinic. .co.uk.
Fabulous. And that's actually at Queen Camel. So for the benefit of listeners who've never heard of Camel, at Queen Camel, which many won't have done, where is Queen Camel?
It's in Somerset on the border with Dorset. So we're 6 miles from Castle Carey, 6 miles from Yeovil and 6 miles from Sherborne.
Marvellous. Thank you so much, Kit. It's been a pleasure catching up with you.
And always a pleasure talking to you. You're looking great. Love to see you. And when you're back in this country, come and see us.
Okay, it is unlikely, but I will do. And likewise, if you're happy to visit me in Portugal anytime, I have a lovely guest room.
Thank you. That would be lovely.